All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Lord, for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. We thank you for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed for the remissions of our sins. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, O God. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you that your mercies are new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. And Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor and I praise and I magnify your name today, Lord, because you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all honor. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the Almighty God. And I thank you for your power being released in the lives of your people. I thank you for the healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness and disease in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for healing. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for restoration. I thank you for the fire of the Holy Spirit falling upon your people, burning out everything that is not of you. I thank you for the ministry gifts of the Holy Spirit operating and being activated in the lives of your people, that we might be able to go out and do great and mighty things in your name. In this new year, Father, we thank you that you've blessed us and you've allowed us to see a new year. We thank you, Father, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us spiritual vision and spiritual revelation about what you're going to do here in this new year, Father. We thank you. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for teaching us how to yield and surrender to the leading of the Holy Spirit of God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your goodness, because, Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. God, I thank you and I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor, because, Lord, you are worthy of all praise. Lord, teach us how to worship you. Lord, teach us how to praise you. Let your name be magnified above the heathen, O God. I thank you for releasing your angels to push back the forces of darkness over this area, over this region, in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for the strong men of mind control and doubt and unbelief and perversion and witchcraft being bound in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you for the glory of the Lord being revealed. I thank you for breaking the yokes of oppression and depression off of the lives of your people. I thank you, Lord God, for releasing the healing anointing to drive out the spirit of stomach cancer in the name of Yeshua. Thank you for healing stomach cancer, Lord God. I thank you for healing kidney cancer in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for healing liver cancer today in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for that rare form of leukemia being healed, that child was diagnosed being healed, and the healing manifesting itself right now in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for lifting the spirit of heaviness. I thank you for undoing the burdens, oh God. And I thank you for setting your people free. Lord, let this be the year that your people walk in complete and total liberty and freedom in the name of Yeshua. And Father, I pray for those that have been seeking employment. Lord, I thank you for the manifestation within the next 14 days. Father, I thank you for the job offer coming. I thank you for the release. I thank you for the release of the inheritance, that the money will be coming into their hands quickly in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for doing that. I thank you for the job promotions. Lord, those that have been laid out before you and that have been going for job promotions, I thank you for those promotions in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you, Father. Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be here on the radio with you once again as I believe we're in our 18th year for Straight from His Word. Man, God has brought us here 18 years. God is good. To the first time, let's just God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something I say, pray, get on your knees, seek the face of God, and allow the Spirit of God to work in you. Whew, saints, happy new year. We are in 2021, and I am expecting God to do some great and mighty things. We serve a mighty God. And this year, I want us to walk in expectation of God doing great and mighty things. I'm expecting God to just show up, show out. As my mother used to say, Let the Holy Spirit show up and show out, because God is great and he's greatly to be praised. You know, we are living in perilous times. We are living in the last days, and return of the Lord Yeshua is imminent. And it's time that we be about the Father's business and just get to the place where we are yielded and surrendered vessels, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed, that we might be able to make a difference in the lives of the people that God brings us into our atmosphere. Because so many times there's just so many people that are hurting, that, you know, particularly after what transpired in 2020, there are just so many people that are that have lost hope and ready to give up. So many people that lost loved ones, and people lost jobs and businesses and all of those things. But we have been empowered by the Holy Spirit, by Father God, to do great and mighty things. And I want to talk about this year. The Lord laid it on my heart about surrender, being surrendered to do the will of the Lord. And so that's going to be our starting series for this year, is Have I Surrendered My All? You know, in order for us to be the vessels that God desires for us to be, we have to get into a place where we are completely and totally yielded to do the will of the Father. And I believe something that is missing in much of the teaching in the teaching of the body of Christ is the surrendered lifestyle, the surrendered heart. Being yielded and surrendered, that no matter what God has tapped you to do, and, you know, in reading and studying in the scriptures, you know, we have assignments. God gives us assignments, and we have to be willing to embrace the assignment. A lot of times the Lord doesn't give us the details of the assignment. The Lord will just say, will you go? You know, will you go? Isaiah had that revelation in Isaiah chapter 6. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 6, and let's see what the Holy Spirit says about this. In Isaiah chapter 6, you know, Isaiah was of royal lineage. And when God was commissioning him into the prophetic ministry, he had this revelation. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse number 1, the word of God declares, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon his throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And above him stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the doors moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth, and he said, lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. And also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. I believe this is one of the most powerful passages of scripture from the perspective of embracing the calling that God has on your life. And when Isaiah had the revelation of who Father God was, and he had the revelation of God's holiness, and he recognized that he was undone, that he had things operating in his life that were undone, that he did not feel worthy to even be in the place to be able to have this grand vision of the Lord God Almighty. He cried out, he says, woe is me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of people. My environment, my atmosphere is corrupted by the people that I am around. But when he had received the forgiveness, and when it says that the coal that was taken off the tongues from the altar of God, and it was laid upon his mouth and touched his lips, and that his iniquity had been purged, he realized, I am clean. I am delivered. I am now in a position for God to use me. And then when God called out and he heard God say, who will I send? He says, here am I. He volunteered to go for the service of the Lord. He volunteered to step in that place, not realizing the consequences and the heartache and all of the turmoil and all of the things that he was going to have to endure. But he had a revelation of who God the Father was. And that's what we need in the body of Christ. We need a revelation of who God the Father is. We need a revelation of who he is. We need to have a revelation of his holiness and what he has called us into, to be his people, to be his sons, and to be his daughters, to where we are completely yielded and surrendered to do his will, that we can say, here am I, send me.
because he had this revelation. He saw the Lord. You see, we got to get to the place to where we are totally yielding and surrendered and transparent to the Holy Spirit of God so that we can recognize, you know, whatever is on the inside of me, whatever strongholds that exist in my life that has hindered me from having this revelation of who Father God is and the holiness of God, then we need to begin to pray. We need to begin to cry out, God, purge me. God, heal me. God, deliver me and set me free. God, break that yoke. Lord, if you had to remove some people out of my life, God, remove them. Lord, if there's some things I got to let go, God, I'm willing to let go. God, if I have to let go some television shows, some music or whatever it might be, God, I will let it go. God, I will release it, God, because I want to be a yielded and a surrendered vessel that you can use me for your glory in this time, in this hour that we're living in. Lord, I want to lay down my life on the altar and I want to be used by you, God. I want to be used by you. Lord, I want to fulfill your will for my life. I hope you're listening, saints. I wish someone out there would say, amen, preach, preacher, preach. Oh my gosh. We're in 2021 and we got to be yielded. We got to be surrendered to do the will of the Father. And it's all about being in relationship and walking with him. You know, I was prepping and the Lord had dropped something on me. In my spirit, he had me, a good friend of mine gave me a word from the Lord. And it was about, you know, not what I want, but what God has for me. And that word really began to break some things up in me. And as I, you know, let it marinate in that word, it says, Lord, not my will, but Lord, what is it that you have for me? Because a lot of times, you know, there are certain things that we want. And when you come to Christ, we yield our lives to Christ. We surrender our lives to him, and we're called to do that. And a lot of times, you know, I believe we've not really learned, because I know the scripture says if you delight yourself in the Lord, that he will give you the desires of your heart. But he gave me this revelation years ago when I was preaching that when we get to the place to where we are so in love, as we have delighting ourselves in him, go with me to Psalms 35. That's only 37. Let's go there. Let's just look at it and let's see what the scripture says. Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. I am so. Psalm 37. The anointing fell. And I wish that you could experience this, that when you're in the studio and the presence of God comes in and just falls on you, it's hard to see. It's hard to sit up. It's hard to stay in this seat. And a lot of times, since when I come in, you know, I do my prep work and everything, I really don't, you know, I have some notes, but I never know how it's going to come out. So I just yield to the Holy Spirit of God, and I hope that's okay. In Psalm 37, the word of God says in verse number 1, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good, so that you shall dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And verse 4, this is the verse I want to get you. I want you to highlight this in your Bible. He says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgments as the noonday. And the revelation that God gave to me with this particular passage of scripture years ago when I was pastoring was that as we delight ourselves in the Lord, as we fall in love with him, and as we walk with him, and as we pursue him, and as we seek him, his desires become our desires. Did you get that? As we pursue a relationship with him, and as we are in covenant with him, and as we spend time in prayer and praise and worshiping in the word, and as we are delighting ourselves in the Lord, and as we are falling in love with God, he says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. That the very desires of Father God becomes your desires. Not my will, but your will be done. You get to the place to where you are walking in such covenant and relationship with him, and that you want to please him, that the things that he desires for you become your desires. The two are blended together as one. And then he begins to place you in a position to walk in the place so that you can have those desires that he desires for you. You see, a lot of times when I was ministering, I was pastoring and I was praying for people and I'm preaching. I mean, I'm teaching and preaching and I'm waging spiritual warfare. I'm doing all of these things. And the Lord, you know, the Lord talks to me. God talks to his people if you have an ear to hear, if you've built up that relationship. I know that's people say, God don't talk to us anymore. That's a lie. God is always speaking. We just not been still enough to hear. And he gave me the revelation because when people would not be delivered and when they would not be healed and when people would continue to struggle and walk in all of their foolishness and all of their stuff, the thing that was revealed to me was I wanted it more for them than they wanted it for themselves. And I was like, wow, really, God? I mean, I wanted them to experience his presence and his anointing the way that I experienced it. And when I would teach on it, and he was like, you want it for them more than they want it for themselves. Even people that had struggles and needed healing and needed deliverance, you know, they were at this superficial level of really wanting their healing and really wanting their deliverance. But yet I wanted it more for them than they wanted for themselves. Because a lot of times when God has used me to be a vessel to pray for people and to speak the word of life and healing and deliverance in people's lives, you know, I step in that place as a mediator, as an intercessor, and as a warrior for God. And I go to battle and I will fight for those that can't fight for themselves. I am completely yielded and I'm wanting it more than they want it for themselves. And there's a place that you can enter into to where, wow, this is God's desire for this individual. And a lot of times when we're bringing the word of wisdom and you're bringing the word of knowledge and you're speaking by the Holy Spirit to someone, this is the heart of Father God for that individual. But that person might not be in a position to receive it because of the hardness and all of the things in their heart and all of the lies and all of the things that the enemy has spoken to them and bound them up to where they don't have freedom and liberty to walk in these areas. But the word that came to me was, God, what is your will for me? Lord, what do you want from me? You know, what is it, Father, that you want for me? What is your perfect will? Because God knows exactly what we need. God knows when we need it. But only Father God can give us wisdom and direction how to go about it and getting in a place so that we can receive it. So that's been something that really marinated. I thank God for her giving me that word because it really resonated. And the more that it had began to marinate and I began to change, it changed my prayer. Well, you know, because I used to say, Lord, you know, not my will, but your will be done. But it became more real to me when that word was delivered to me to where, Lord, what do you want? Lord, what is it that you want for me? Lord, what is it that you want to do with Straight Word Christian Ministries? Lord, what is it that you want to do in my career life, my business life? God, what is it that you want? Because, you know, in Psalm 139:16, God is already, we have a book, it's written, it's out there. God has a plan for us already that was written before the foundation of the world, but we've not learned to walk in it, and it hasn't been revealed to many of us, and we've missed divine opportunities and things because we've not learned to say, wait a minute, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. That's the purpose of this whole series this year is, have I surrendered my all? Have you surrendered to do the will of the Father? Because as we get to the place to where we are yielded in broken vessels and we allow the Holy Spirit of God to have his way in our lives, the Holy Spirit will begin to lead us and guide us and direct us in the way that the Father wants us to go so that we are always doing those things that are pleasing in his sight. When you study in the Gospel of John and you see the Lord Yeshua, he says, I always do those things that are pleasing in his sight. You see, Jesus, Yeshua came and said, I came to do the will, your will, oh God, in Hebrews. You see the relationship between Yeshua, Jesus, and Father God and the Holy Spirit. And you see it very, very plainly when you're studying in the Gospel of John. And I encourage you to read and to study the Gospel of John so that you might be able to say, wow. And I pray that the Lord would open up your understanding of what it means to have fellowship with the Father, to walk in union with the Father, to be able to be obedient to the will of the Father, that you might fulfill the divine purpose that God has created you to be and for you to walk in as a daughter of the Most High God, as a son of the Most High God, as a man of God, as a woman of God. You know, back when I was preaching a couple of years ago at a church, you know, it's amazing how God just drops things in your spirit and just explodes. And he said, you know, we've been too busy trying to be men of God and women of God, and we've never embraced with being a son or daughter of God. I'm going to say it again. We have been too busy trying to be the man of God and the woman of God instead of being the son of God and a daughter of God. And when you read and you study in the Gospels, he's referred to as the Son of God. He said, this is my well-beloved son in whom I am well pleased, when he was being baptized. The sonship, the daughtership of being embraced by Father God and having God become your heavenly Father. That's something that is missing in our lives. We've missed that. We got to get to the place to where we are in that place to where we have embraced the heart of Father God, and we have a love for God, and we allow God to reveal his love for us. He's already revealed it in the magnitude of sending Yeshua, sending Jesus to die for our sins, to be the perfect sacrifice, the sacrificial lamb, to have his blood shed for the remissions of sin, and that he was raised the third day, and now he is seated at the right hand of the Father. You see, when you really look at the mediator of the new covenant, Yeshua, Jesus, our high priest, think about this. We have a mediator, God, man, God, sitting at the right hand of Father. He came down and he experienced life. So when Jesus is mediating and praying and interceding for you, that your strength fails not and that you have victory, you can have victory in Christ. You can have fellowship and union with the Father because, you know, we serve a God of judgment. Man, when you get God angry, man, what you in trouble? When God get ready to whoop you, you can even get whooped. You hear what I'm saying, saints? But think about this. God loved us enough that he made a way for us, that he sent his only begotten son, Yeshua, Jesus, that whosoever believeth would not perish but have everlasting life, even to the place and even to the point as our mediator, that when we sin and mess up and we confess our sins, he can turn to the Father and say, Father, my blood. The blood is shed. The Bible says the blood was shed for the remissions of for the forgiveness of sins. So even when we are just out there acting a fool, and eventually we come to a place of repentance, and even in some cases when we don't repent, we have a high priest. We have a mediator. The Bible says we have a mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, Christ Yeshua, to where he can say, Father, the blood. Father, my blood was shed for them. My blood has paid the ransom, has paid the price for the penalty of sin. When the scripture says, for God so loved the world, he really loved us by sending his son, Yeshua, to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We have been redeemed. The power of sin has been broken over our lives. We have victory. We have the newness of life. We have fellowship with one another through the blood of Yeshua. And by his stripes, we have been healed. We have been redeemed. Saints, be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for your family members and your loved ones that their hearts will be open to hear and receive the gospel of Yeshua. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua's Lord, his return is imminent. Know that the love of God is great and God loves you and he's going to do great and mighty things in your life. I love you. Shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.